Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
Buckaleek of Kilkenny made history last Sunday as they became the first ever club from Kilkenny to win an All-Ireland Club Ladies Football Championship Final. Lining up against Cromain of Kerry in the All-Ireland Junior Club Championship Final, it was never going to be an easy task. I caught up with Buckaleek manager Pat McDougall and team captain Clodagh Hanlon this week to recap on an amazing day for the now All-Ireland Junior Club Champions.
Pat, Clodagh, thank you so much for joining me. I mean, it's great to be here at the end of the campaign now, having won that Junior All-Ireland. Like, talk me through the feeling of that historic moment. It's already big enough that you're the first Kilkenny club lining out in a club ladies football final, but then to have gone on and won the whole thing, like, it must be amazing.
Oh, definitely. I don't even think it has really sunk in yet. Like, our hope and everything we aimed for was a Leinster final, and then I think it on the Tuesday or something had only dawned on us, like, there's another competition ahead, and that was all everything, but just the feeling of winning is, like, I don't even know how to describe it. And you hear people saying, I can't put it into words, but, like, I know exactly now what that feels like.
It is one of those things, I mean, you know the way people, you mentioned, like, can't put it into words, but it is something that's never been put into words before, winning as a Kilkenny club in a competition like this. So, you're writing history as you go, like, and so all the words that you're putting down are kind of what people will be looking at as the base standard now, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I think maybe what makes it all the sweeter is that it had never been done before. And maybe people thought it might never be done. But, like, we knew ourselves that we were good enough that, like, you'd hear all this. Like, even our first match after the county final against Wexford, we were going down there and weren't given any hope. And that was 8-9 matches ago. And, like, from the start, you were never even to get into a Leinster final, let alone get over the first round. And just all of that, like, you think the negative talk or people putting you down on something like that, but I think inside our own little group, it was driving us on even more.
Pat, for yourself, like, you're watching from the sidelines, it's a bit more of a different sort of stress, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like, at least when you're on the pitch, you can affect it, you know. From the sideline, right, you can make changes and hope to work, like, but no, it's completely different. But I think, as Clodagh said there, we had an unbelievable belief in ourselves. Like, we went down to Wexford. We watched St. Martin's in the county final, and we picked out three or four girls that we had to kind of keep an eye on, you know. But when we went down, Jesus, we just... The first half was so... Well, we had to go defensive because we were playing probably into a storm or playing against the storm. But in the second half, with that, like, we just cut loose. And we looked at each other in the dressing room after. I think we said, look, there's something special after happening here. And we knew the Louth match was coming next, and it wasn't going to be any easier. But at least we had that at home. Now, that brings its own difficulties with it. But there was a special feeling this year for something. Like, it has been there other years, but we've come up short. But there was something special there this year, I think. I don't know, I can't put my finger on it, but there was something special there this year, yeah.
Is it one of those things, you know, when you come out of the Leinster Championship and you go into All-Ireland, like, there's an air of unpredictability to it, isn't there?
Yeah, well, we probably never looked... If you had to say to us at the start of the year there was no All-Ireland Championship, we would have been, but you're going to win Leinster, we would have been so happy, because that was our goal. We're after being beaten in, I think, three Leinster semi-finals and a Leinster final. And, like, that was the kind of the monkey to get off your back. Like, we knew we were good enough. And go Saran bet us one year, Kilcock bet us another year. They went down and won the Leinster finals handy. And both of them teams, one bet us by 2 points, the other bet us by three. Kick of a ball, like. And we just, like, we were looking back at these results and we're saying, Jesus, that's crazy stuff. Like, you know, we were on a par with them, and they won the Leinster finals easily, like, you know. And that was our big aim, to try and win a Leinster final. But then when we got over the Leinster final and the dust settled and a few drinks after, we kind of said, we're in this, we're going to go for it, you know, that kind of way. And we knew we had an extra game in it against the London champion, so we played very well above in Abbottstown that day. I thought we played really well, and I think that just gave us confidence, you know.
Clodagh, for you, like, going into that All-Ireland uncharted territory for yourself, like, what is that like, I suppose, leading a team out at that highest level?
God, it's a great honour to represent all those girls. But I think we had a captain's launch day up in Crow Park on the Wednesday, and everyone was just asking where you're from, and you say, "Oh, Muckleek, Kenny," and they'd be asking, "Oh, which camogie thing are you in?" And when you said, "No, we're in the football all learning," and like without people being like, you could see the shock on their face, and it was a good feeling as well that you were doing something out of the normal, that what would be classed as normal in Kenny is just camogie or hurling and that's it. But to do something different, it kind of makes it more special as well.
4 minutes gone, and this is more promising. This is Purcell. Or Purcell, depending where you're from. This is Smith going through, all the way through, and a decent effort, and that's going to get in the net. It is in the net. It's a goal. It's a goal for Muckleek.
You talk about that fight and something just clicking this year, and you know, you look at that final match then against Cromain, and you go in first few minutes, it could be very easy to fall behind when they get 2 free points at the beginning, and all of a sudden in the space of 5 minutes you come back with a goal and the momentum completely shifts. Like, it, that kind of just, I suppose that moment for me, I feel like in the final kind of epitomises the drive that he had and the determination he had at that stage.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Now, I have to say, I didn't enjoy the final, even when we were ahead, because you're always saying, like, ladies football is different. Like, you know, a kick out goes wrong, a goal, like, you know, there's no, it's completely different than most sports you're involved in. Like, but because goals can come so quick and they just change games. But I actually thought we were comfortable enough in the final, but we weren't settled. Like, we weren't settled on the line. Like, we were just a bag of nerves, to be honest about it. Like, you know, that's the way it was. The heart and spirit that has been there all year. Like, we went in against Raheny. Again, we played most matches this year on stormy days, and we conceded a goal right on the break. We played with the wind, and we conceded a goal right on the break against Raheny to win a pint down. And our heads were down, and one of our players was after getting concussed on the field, Hazel Moore, just before half time. Every team was against you. And Jesus, we came out the second half, we owned the ball. We absolutely annihilated, not on the scoreboard, but all over the pitch. And again, they got a goal midway through the second half and brought it back, and we won the game by a point, but we saw it out. And that, there was that drive there. Like, this year I thought our backs, probably led by Claude there from the half-back line, Edel on the full-back line, our backs were unbelievable. Our defence was unbelievable this year. And the girls from midfield up knew that whatever happens, if we score enough, they won't concede. I thought that was a big factor in us this year.
What is it like, though, I suppose, going in a half-time in that final? You're obviously on double points ahead of Cromain, and you're like, was it a position you imagined yourselves being in at that point?
No, to be telling a lie if you said yeah, but we actually had, you have a lot of characters in that dressing room. Like, you know, they said, look, these are Kerry football, they're going to come back at us, they're going to have their purple patch. Now, we didn't think it would be as late, but no, they said that we knew 5 points wasn't going to be. We said if we went out and got the next point or next score or two, that would put us into a great position. And we went out and got the point, they lost the player, and they got the next point. But, and they probably scored more when they had the player off the pitch than what we, like, you know, than what we had done, which can sometimes happen, but. We never really looked at the scoreboard. We looked at the 5 points. It was a good lead, but there was still 30 minutes to go. We knew that. We knew they were going to have... We had saw enough in the first half to say that they were a threat. But the big thing, to beat a Kerry team in it, like their tradition, that was super. That's nearly more impressive than anything to do with the scoreline or anything, like, you know.
Total for yourself, when you're in at half-time and you obviously see that you're ahead by that much, and it's kind of, again, uncharted territory being the final like this, are you... Like, what are you doing, I suppose, trying to prepare mentally not to get kind of carried away with that result at halftime?
I think Tommy Walsh was great to us this year. Like, he spoke to us a lot, and something he said was, do not look at that scoreboard whatsoever. Like, and if he said it to us once, he said it 100 times. And that really stuck with us as a group. He said, don't ever look at that scoreboard. Don't ever look at what time is left. All you're thinking about is the next ball and the next ball. And we went in 6 points up, and it was the same thing said in the dressing room. Do not pay attention to that scoreboard. And I think with with the character and experience that we have on the team, that Edwina Keane is stood up, like in the Raheny halftime. Like, she mightn't say something every match, but in the big days like that, when people have the heads down and lost for words, she's the one that stands up and motivates us and kind of tells us what we need to hear as well. But I think what Tommy Walsh said to us and was always saying to us really stuck with us and was exactly what we had to do, not mind the scoreboard, not mind the time, but just focus on the next ball.
The clock says two. There are 2 seconds on the clock. There are no seconds on the clock. Katie Nolan has won at the Hooter Coast. What scenes in Parnell Park?
I suppose that must have been pretty difficult not to look at the scoreboard at the time when Katie Nolan stepped up for that final free kick, was it?
Yeah, it was. They were playing around with the ball in our half, and I did look up, and it was 47 seconds. And then, like, we had a kick out, and it just stuck with me that I said, it's okay, it's fine. It's less than a minute left. That's enough time. I think maybe they were just looking to wind down the clock to get the draw out of it. But we were only there to win. And during the week at training, Idel Kuhn, our fullback, she was flying to Australia that Sunday night, Monday morning, and she said, just messing as we always probably do at the start of training, she said, if I have to go up there and get that point myself to make sure I'm on that flight, I will. We all kind of brushed it off and said, you won't be going up anywhere near the goal. But she did. She tore up from the side. I could see in the corner of my eye this one tearing up and everyone just saying, oh, geez, where's Idel going? But, like, I think because we trust each other, we knew whatever she was doing was the right thing, and she created that score, and just so thankful Katie was able to put it over then.
But then, like, describe to me again, like, we talk about, like, this being uncharted territory in the sense that it's never been done in history that a Kilkenny team has won this competition. You're there at the end, you hear the whistle blow, you're obviously talking about the emotion around you with the players, but then you look up into the stands and you obviously see the supporters that have been following you since the beginning. Like, what does it mean to give that back to them?
It's just something that, like, you're so lucky to experience that. I knew by the shouting and just looking up into the stand how many people were behind us. But when I was up with the team getting the cup, to look down, and I think that is one of my favourite pictures from after the final, of seeing the whole club on the pitch, and not even people from Muckley, but I think the whole of Kilkenny were behind us in it. Like, we were getting good luck messages from most clubs in Kilkenny, like football clubs or not, that I think just to know everyone was behind us. And even outside of Kilkenny, like Carlo Leash, the leagues we had played in were all wishing us the best of luck, and just to know that you're so supported, and like to give back then to everyone, that, like, it wasn't just the 15 girls playing, and it wasn't just the 50 people maybe involved in the team. Like, it was the whole parish and Kilkenny that was behind us for it.
Pat, for you, again, standing on the sidelines, but seeing Katie going up for that final point, were you able to look? Like, what were you thinking in your head at the time?
I actually didn't look at the penalty. I knew she'd nailed the free. I was so confident of that. And I looked at the clock, I think it was, would it be 5 or 6 seconds on it, I think. And I just said to Nicky Purcell, the chap beside me, I said, there's no kick out here, Nicky. I actually had so much confidence in her in that. Now, I didn't look at the penalty for the reason, I kind of said, if she scores a penalty, we win the game. We were gone, we had that, like, it was, you weren't going to be brought back. This is all going through your head in seconds. I said, if she misses it, it's going to give them a lift. Now, thank God she didn't miss it. She got a point over, which kept the scoreboard ticking over. But no, I actually had so much confidence in her in the final free. I knew she'd nail the final free because she was after kicking unbelievable frees all day, and she's a confident girl anyhow. But no, I said to Dickie, we have it. I don't believe it, but we have it. Before the free was kicked, actually, believe it or not. Yeah.
Talk to me about the homecoming then. Like, what is that like? Because again, that must have been crazy to have come back to.
We came back to the Avalon for some food in Castlecomer, and then we went to out to one of the local pubs. Like, there's four pubs in our locality. Like, now there's miles between them, but they'd be all our kind of locals. But we went out to the Cave Bar, was the one at the Castlecomer Road, and that would be our local there. And Jesus, it was unreal. Like, the support, the fireworks going off, it was crazy. It's a crazy night, actually, in fairness.
Claude, as well, like, you know, you talk about those moments on the pitch and with all the people from Kilkenny and all the surrounding county supporting you, but, like, bringing it back home then, like, kind of maybe drives that home just a little bit more, does it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, walking into the Avalon, and I think everyone from Muckley was there, and just that we were all together in the one room. And what makes it more special is that it is the club, and everyone knows each other, and you've grown up with these people and you've heard stories about them, and just, like, it's just something they're so lucky to experience, that we were able to do it. And I think it's brought everyone in the club and the parish so much closer. Like, even some people that live alone, and the winter can be tough on them, said to me that, God, the winter's after flying by, it's great. And I think that's what sport's all about, that even in the tough winter times, and can be lonely, that it has brought everyone together. And even just things like that just makes it special as well.
Like, it's a massive achievement for yourselves, but also you've mentioned it already, the pair of you've mentioned it, that it's a massive achievement as well just for Kilkenny football in general. Like, you know, you mentioned the support you got from different clubs around Kilkenny and even surrounding counties. Like, a victory like this, what's the hope that comes out of that for Kilkenny football?
I think the hope would be that there is more clubs. Like, say at the senior level, we only had two championship matches, semi-final and county final, and one club only had the one. They were sure through to a county final. Like, if we heard that in Camogie, in Kilkenny, like, you wouldn't hear of it. And I just think it is disappointing, maybe for the other club there earlier that were in it, like, to train all year for one championship match. Like, it's not good enough. And I think just us winning, that it would motivate, or maybe other clubs, that, like, it can be done. There's no reason, like, a club isn't just one sport. Like, and we've shown that and proved, like, it's not that we're just representing Kilkenny and something, that you can go on and win it. That doesn't have to be like a big football county like Kerry, Dublin, Galway, any of these. Like, you can do both. That doesn't matter where you're from. Like, I met girls from, like, I don't know, like Roscommon, that they were in the Camogie, and you mightn't think there is any Camogie there, but, like, those kind of things should motivate people to start up a club. And it's not that you're going to win straight away. Like, even, for example, our club was only set up 8 years ago. Like, I didn't play football underage. I only started under 16. And to see how far you can come in such little time. Like, I know 8 years is a long time, but when you think of other clubs that you're playing Camogie from, you're 4 or 5 and have never been in that position, that you can be in both.
Pat, what about for you?
Yeah, sure. I said Claude has summed it up there, really. Now, what I think will help Kilkenny football this year is, like I said it to you there, that I think we're in 3 Leinster semi-finals, we're in a Leinster final, and the community radio here, like one man, Nicky Brennan in particular, he followed us. In fairness, he followed us all over the country. We played in from Westmeath to the Bahama Wexford, and Nicky was the only radio station that followed us. But over the last few weeks there, we're after being all, like, say, like yourselves here, now Beat Radio, like, where would that be heard of? Like, every paper you opened, there was a story about Kilkenny football. And every time you turned on the local radio, KCLR, like, say, the more common Kilkenny radio, like, there was stories about all the, like, everything that went on in the last couple of weeks there was on it. The broadcast, the match live, like, you know, we were on News Talk, like, we were on the Irish Times, the Irish Sun last Tuesday. That surely has to help Kilkenny football, and it'll say to players, I just think it's what's probably happening in Kilkenny is just, it's not heard about, it's not spoke about. So if it's not when that doesn't happen, it's never going to be covered, you know, that kind of way. But hopefully we're after opening the door on that now a small bit. Hopefully.
Absolutely. Clodagh, Pat, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.